Acts 12:6 through 19. Now when Herod was about to bring him out, on that very night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and put on your sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. He did not know that what was being done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they had passed the first and second guard, they came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them of its own accord. And they went out and went along one street. And immediately the angel left him. When Peter came to himself, he said, "Now I'm sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting."
While he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gateway, a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer. Recognizing Peter's voice in her joy, she did not open the gate, but ran in and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. They said, "Oh, you're out of her mind." But she kept insisting that it was so. And so they kept saying, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking. And when they opened, they saw him and were amazed. But motioning to them with his hand to be silent, he described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and the brothers." Then he departed and went to another place. Now, when the day came, there was no little disturbance among the soldiers over what had happened to Peter. And after Herod searched for him and did not find him, he examined the sentries and ordered that they should be put to death. Then he went down from Judea to Caesarea and spent time there. The word of the Lord. Really interesting story, Graham.
I know.
I love this. I love how Peter, you know, he's such a man of faith, but he doesn't even realize what's happening. The angel comes, his chains fall off, and he's free. Mm-hmm. And then you got to love the story with Rhoda. She's so excited that she forgets to let him in. You know, poor Peter's, he's probably worried that the guards are right behind him, and he's thinking like, "Open the door, get me out of here." It's a great story.
It's awesome.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
I mean, there's two soldiers, there's two sentries, two guards, there's two chains. I don't know if that's where the rapper got his name from, but two chains there. You know, I love the part about Rhoda. But what really stood out to me was in verse 12, what does Peter find when he arrives? He finds the church gathered together praying. And then what do we know from the amazing story is that God responded.
Yeah.
God listened to the prayer.
It's good.
And then what does he do? He, you know, after he's like just waiting outside, just trying to get in and keeps knocking, he tells them the story and tells them to share the story with others. And the church celebrates. And as he's describing what happened to him.
Herod was probably going to bring him out to kill him. Right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's when it says Herod's going to bring him out, it wasn't he was going to release him. He was going to bring him out to put him to death. Yeah. And the church is praying against this. And they respond in an amazing way. You know what? I'm going to share something. I just got a text message from our friend Josh Youssef, who works for Help the Persecuted. Mm-hmm. And there are two guys that have come to faith in Christ, and they believe that they're going to be put to death. And so we need to pray for them. I don't know that I should share their names, but in the Middle East, two brothers. They believe they're going to be put to death. And there was just a call to pray. And so we should join them. So I just encourage you, if you're listening to this, pray for these two brothers in the Middle East that have been told they're going to be put to death and that Help the Persecuted, that ministry is helping. I still believe the Lord is up to these things, and he's protecting us and he's saving us. And I love something he said yesterday, you know, when all of this bad thing was happening in the church, the church responded by going to the one who's in charge, actually in charge. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Man, how often when something bad happens, do we call people of influence or do we try to create the solution? How rare is it that our first inclination is, I'm going to just pray. I'm going to just seek the Lord's face and trust that he is ultimately in control.
Yeah, we've all had the boss or all had the parent when we were younger, or someone who's been in an authority, maybe even a politician or whatever. We've all had the person in authority who we've pleaded with or we've just asked something of.
Right. And if I know this guy, I'm okay. You know? I got an advocate.
Yeah. And you know what? Like those people, I'm sure they've failed you at some point. I've been failed before by that. And it's the person in authority, not you, Jason. I'm not talking about other people. Don't worry. But what that's different about God is he is the one with ultimate authority.
Mm-hmm.
And he responds. Not always right. In the way that we think he's going to respond, certainly, but he is the one with all control and authority, and he loves hearing from his children.
And you know, when you do pray in faith and you see the Lord move, your response oftentimes will be the same as little Rhoda's here. You're almost overjoyed to see that God actually answered your prayer. Mm-hmm. And I love that story. So grateful that God just gave us this testimony of this little girl, and I pray that her faith would increase ours. So for Graham Thompson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.